Recipients of the 1993 Florida Folk Heritage Awards, and they have 6 albums, which you may find up at the FOF tent. They have written about 500 songs about Florida and recorded about 100 of them. They have won the 1994 Golden Quill Award for their video, which is the best electronic media. And they have hosted the boat landing musicians for the last 12 or 13 years. Please welcome Anne and Frank Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here. I got a sister here somewhere. Where are you at? There she is. That's one of the finest piano pickers in the state of Florida, one of Florida's greatest poets, my sister Vivian. Hop up there and take a bow. And I promised her I would do this song. So this is for her. Down in the swamp where the river bends, all the swamp critters living there are friends. The humans don't know where the place is at. The swamp critters hope it stays like that. They all get together on a Saturday for dinner on the ground and a big sachet. Rollicking and frolicking all night long, a dancing and a singing and swamp critter song. There's a bullfrog singing on the bank of the creek. A song makes the crawfish shuffle their feet. Oh, Mama Possum said, bless my soul, Froggy done started singing rock and roll. The old alligator tipped his hat. He said, I sure wish I could dance like that. The bullfrog, he said, with a smile on his face, you can't dance, gator, you can help me sing bass. A bobcat was dancing with a cottontail. He said, oh man, them boys can wail. A cat squirrel was singing harmony while a fox was dancing with a bumblebee. Yeah, down in the swamp is a place I know where all the swamp critters love to go. A rollicking and frolicking all night long, dancing and singing them swamp critter songs. When the old bullfrog finished his set, the buzzard and the blue jay sang a duet. Then the old black bear, he sang them all a tune while the armadillo danced to a ringtail coon. A white-tailed deer danced with a crow, polecat frail on her banjo. A rattlesnake was beating his tambourine, the old turkey gobbled till his beard turned green. And then the great horn owl started scratching in the sand, said, I learned this dance from a human man. The name was Whitey Markle, he lived in the swamp, was always a-doing this cracker stone. Yeah, down in the swamp is a place I know where all the swamp critters love to go. Just a-rollicking and frolicking all night long, dancing and singing in swamp critter songs. Then the street-necked turtle said, let's have a square dance. Come on, everybody, while we still got a chance. Daylights are coming, it'll be here soon. Somebody play us some square dancing tunes. The cricket brought him up his fiddle bow. The panther squalled, do-si-do. The old mama otter hopped out of her pool, saying, jump back, boys, I'm a dancing fool. Piney was a rooter, was a dancing a jig, and the cooter said, that's one dancing pig. The little screech owl started flapping her wings. She said, the party ain't over till the little birds sing. Yeah, down in the swamp is a place I know where all the swamp critters love to go. Just a rollicking and frolicking all night long, dancing and singing them swamp critter songs. And then the bald eagle said, well, it's nearly daylight. I think it's time that we call it a night. Flew up on his lofty perch. He said, gather round now, we'll all have church. This is a special place, you know. It's a place where humans never go. And I hope that's how it will always be, so they can live in peace and harmony. But if they ever want to see a human face, I sure hope it's me they invite to that place. Yeah, down in the swamp where the river bends, all the swamp critters living near our friends. Humans don't know where the place is at, and the swamp critters hope it stays like that. They all get together on a Saturday for dinner on the ground and a big sachet. Rollicking and frolicking all night long, dancing and singing them swamp critter songs. Just dancing and singing them swamp critter songs all night long.
Thank you. I apologize for my voice, but, you know, last year at this time here at the festival, I was having heart attacks and all kind of craziness. Got back home, and they cut my heart out and fixed it and put it back, and damn if I didn't over it, and here I am feeling right frisky. I guess these old crackers are tough, you know, which leads me to this song. His beard may be stubbled like a cut over sugar cane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived. The world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman, existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trade. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed him by. Old Bone Mizell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen, beginning and ending of an era now gone. Men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get him down. These old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right now, we would we'd like to bring out and introduce you to some folks that we think are some of Florida's finest new up-and-coming songwriters. And this gentleman has a song, if you pay close attention to it, you really should. It's called 2050. Tom Ellis. Tom?
Yeah, they got power on that.
Hey, how's everybody doing? First off, it's an honor, real honor, to be up here. I've been out there with you all very, very many years, and a lot of my friends are out there. I run a venue in Crystal River, and it's a real honor to be asked by Frank and Ann to come up here and do a song for you. I want to take you on a little voyage to the year 2050. Well, let's say right here at the Florida Folk Festival, and instead of myself right here, it's going to be my grandson. Now, I've just died, and he's discovered my tapes, and listening to him, he's discovered that Florida sure has gone downhill by the year 2050. And this is him singing a little song to a crowd like y'all.
Come gather round, people, a story you will hear. I'll tell you about the way things used to be around here. When my grandfather died, they gave me all of his things. And I found some old cassettes, it seemed he liked to sing. He sang his songs about the manatee, about love the deer and the eagles too. He sang his songs about old Florida, and he hoped some of it would be left for you. You know the city you're in used to be a river grass, and my grandfather sang that he knew it just wouldn't last. You see, people moved here by the millions and needed new homes, and they filled in the Everglades, built lots of roads. They did not care about the the way deer and or eagles flew. They did not care about old Florida, and they did not care about me and you. Well, how many of you have been out to the great mud flats? You didn't know what it used to be before that. My grandfather sang that it used to be a great lake, till they drained Okeechobee, they left it in the sun to bake. Did not care about the manatee, the way deer and or eagles flew. Did not care about old Florida, and they did not care about me and you. And my grandfather sang that he used to swim in the sea, and I know that it's hard to believe. Please listen to me, 'cause back then clean, not covered with oil, and back then most of Florida's coastline was clean and unspoiled. He sang his songs about the manatee, about the deer and the eagles too. He sang his songs about old Florida, some of it would be left for you. Well, now if people only knew back in 1998 what the future would be for this once great sunshine state, maybe they could have done something to save it for us. See how great Florida was.
Thank you very much. Keep supporting Florida music, and let's have a good future for this state. Thank you.
Tom Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's real important that we bring new people out on this stage who haven't been here before. And I'm very proud to introduce this next young lady, Miss Shauna Smith, with a song called Shaking the Orange Tree.
Thank you. Can you hear that? How's everybody doing tonight? Good. Thanks to Frank and Aunt Thomas for getting us up here. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a-sitting in the orange grove beneath one of them orange trees.
I'm feeling kinda juicy. I'm full of vitamin C. It's a florid morning. The sun's bright and hot. Yes, I'm just eating a navel, watching the fog burn off. I said, this is the way they said it would be with you. The hot water swamps to the orchid to be gonna get down sugar and shake the orange tree. Shake the orange tree. Yes, I'm sitting in the orange grove beneath the one of them orange trees. And I'm feeling like Sir Newton, just waiting for gravity. Yes, it's a florid midday. The sun's bright and hot. I'm gonna breathe in the tropics. I'm gonna let it all out. I said, this is the way they said it would be, from the Capitan, baby, the sparkling beach to the high water swamps and the sewer. You're gonna get down, sugar, and shake the orange tree. Wanna shake it with me? Shake the orange tree. Oh yeah. Ooh. Beta carotene. It's a Florida evening. The sky's exploding. It's just like the postcards they sell at Walgreens. I said, this is what the billboards promised me when they said, come on down, there's so much to see, from the high water swamps to the Suwannee. Gonna get down, sugar, and shake the orange tree. Shake the orange tree. Shake your booty. Shake the orange tree. Oh yeah. Thank you. My name is Shannon. Thank you.
Very little we enjoy more than introducing new talent in Florida songwriting. What is it that we do enjoy more?
Well,
or as much anyway?
Well, I don't really get to listen to them and all, but I tell you what, it's a great honor and a great privilege and pleasure for us to bring back to this amphitheater stage someone you all know and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bobby Hicks.
I guess it all right. First of all, those of you that matter, you know how much I love you. And you know how much I love this place. And my problem isn't with this place. I think you all need to come and keep supporting it year after year after year. And I think it's important that people come here before their name's in that program. And I promise I'd be nice. But if this thing ever becomes a Florida folk festival where Florida's not the damn exception here, then I'll come back. But as long as I'm the exception to the rule, then I'm just here to say goodbye to Don Grooms. Read between the lines. I guess I'm a little bit of everything.
seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. By the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees, I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight and the oceans roll. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth, in old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian. Somehow through it all, we'll still walk free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West calm, watching hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarp and jumping down in Chukalusky, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields at Alusty they fought. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Lacoochee, now as vanished as the cypress they saw. Apalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and God bless Will McLean. Forest green, and I'm golden shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Mike's brother's herd. Or a canoe trip down the Myakka, where the gators still left undisturbed. I'm Coral, still alive down in Hicks Brothers Bay, in a secret place only Ricky and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, in Bend Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Yeah, let me pause a moment to reflect. Ain't it a little different when you listen to somebody sing a song about something that they grew up in? I'm not taking away from our new songwriters, but you know, there are some of us that didn't have to read a book to figure out what the hell we were talking about. Both sides of my family have been on this Florida soil since 1791. There's never anything wrong enough with my home to leave. So when you're here, you're visiting from somewhere else, or you moved here from somewhere else, this is sacred ground. This is my home. This is our home. It's welcome to be your home, but you treat it accordingly. Water is once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Better hurry, take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free, with all of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Frenchman, I'm British, and I'm an Indian, and I'm all kinds of things. In fact, I'm proud of our multifaceted culture, but y'all better realize that every time somebody different lands at the airport, that doesn't make it part of the picture. You gotta be here a while before you earn a part in Florida folk culture. And that's where I'm gonna leave y'all. I am Florida, you are Florida, and I challenge you to stand up to the challenge to make Florida the rule at the Florida Folk Festival and no longer the exception like you've tried to make it the last 7 or 8 years. Good night, White Springs.
Hey, Diane. Is everyone, well, let's give everybody a big hand. We should probably just take a deep breath. Have another little minute to remember Don Grooms and the wonderful singers and the wonderful culture that our state has produced. We go round and round about the Florida Folk Festival. There are lots of things that the Florida Folk Festival is and has been. It's alive. It's like any institution. It's a function of the people that attend it, the function of the people that produce it. And it seems to me there's room for all kinds to come to the Florida Folk Festival. I said hello to Diane, my friend Diane DeLage, who's here. Not because she's my friend, but because she's doing a service for those who are hearing impaired. And she is a wonderful artist in her own right. One of the most memorable productions I ever saw was in Jacksonville at the Alhambra Dinner Theater. I'm going to brag on you a little bit, Diane. It was a production of West Side Story, and in a very bold move, the production was shadowed. There were two actors taking the role of each of the characters in the play, and two of the roles were speaking roles, and two of them were signing roles, and it was an artistic, beautiful, wonderful thing to watch. Thank you, Diane, for that. That was a very wonderful thing to have in my memory. Well, our next ensemble is from the St. Pete area. They are fixtures at the Florida Folk Festival, and they work in the folk bluegrass tradition, which grows out of Irish culture. Those of you who have been here for many, many years have seen them perform many, many times. And we're very happy to have them on stage again. Pete Gallagher is in charge. At least I guess he is. Sometimes he wonders, I'm sure. You still write for the paper, Pete? The Tribune, yeah. Don't forget the dances. A new addition in recent years to the Florida Folk Festival are the Cajun dances and the Contra dances, which take place right back up here, up the hill, and as you're going up the hill, turn left. You can't quite miss them on your way out to the car. Their dances, last night we danced till 2 o'clock, and then tried to get some rest so we could get up today and start over again. Right now, I think it's Cajun dancing going on. It was when I came by a little while ago. And there's instruction. It's not anything you need to have any prior experience or knowledge about. You can simply go up there and learn everything you need to know to have a wonderful time spinning your partner, twirling around, and dancing the night away when you have had enough music. And you can go up and dance. Are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, the Greengrass Revival. Thank you.
Elan Chalford on the fiddle. We dedicate that to our old friend Vassar Clements, who was here yesterday. That's one of Vassar's songs, The Lonesome Fiddle Blues. We kind of surprised us backstage. We thought we were going to be on a little later. Okay. Here's a song we've done up here many times, and we'd like to dedicate it to our old banjo player, Mr. Rick Abrams. He passed away last December, played up here with us many times, died out in California. And this is a song about that mythical train that flies through the sky, picks up all the good-hearted people and the guitar players and banjo players and fiddle players. Rides forever. We call it the glory train.
Sound of a banjo playing. He's waiting on the glory. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Riding on the glory train. Leaving for Chicago. Jack Piccolo.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll feature Mr. Rayford Stark on this next song. It's a song that he and I wrote. About the town of Immokalee. Do we have anybody here from Immokalee? All right, then you know about Miner's Market and the Million Dollar Log and the Seminole Gaming Palace and the Orange Groves and... Okay, what happened to the Million Dollar Log? We went to look for it the other day and it was gone, but...
It's a tourist.
Good, good. That's where all the out-of-work people used to hang out at the log there, right in the middle of town, and sit around and talk about what they'd do if they had $1 million, right? That's where they called it that. So anyway, Colin's here. We've got a song called The Girl from Immokalee. We want you to sing it with us. Get loud and rowdy while it's going on.
Ready?
Well, it's Saturday night, and the sun's gone way down. I'm gonna take my chances in this funky little cow town. I saw her late last night down at the gaming palace. Now I'm spending my road on the pretty little Alice. She's the girl from Immokalee, in the only way I wanna be is under with the girl from Immokalee.
That's it.
I seen her riding in the rodeo and down at Miner's Market. I seen her working in the orange grove. That's where I'd meet her after dark, yeah. Well, her daddy was from Mexico. He came for the harvest. And her mama is a Seminole from out of Big Cypress.
Everybody.
She's the girl from a mockery. And the only way I wanna be is under a chicken with my girl from a mockery. Talking their schemes down at the $1 million law. Well, I'd be dreaming all of my dreams with my girl from Immokalee. She's the girl from Immokalee. And the only way I wanna be is under chicken with my girl from Immokalee. She's a girl from Immokalee. And the only way I wanna be is under chicken with my girl from Immokalee. My girl from Immokalee. And the only way I wanna be is drinking that soft key with my girl from Immokalee.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That song's going to be on a CD soon, being produced by Mr. Jim Bickerstaff. Let's hear it for Jim. Jim's done a tremendous job of recording Florida Folk Festival artists here. The work that he did last year is being heard all over this country. Some 30 or 40 artists are being played on National Public Radio on the Florida Folk Festival series of radio programs produced by Mr. Bill Beckett there at WFT in Gainesville. And that thing has been in Colorado, Wyoming, California. Everybody's playing it around the country. Pretty soon millions of people will have heard a lot of these artists that are performing here now and last year. And I think Bill's here again with Jim. There he is, Bill Beckett. Let's hear it from Mr. Bill Beckett. Tremendous what he's done for Florida folk music. Don't forget, there's just a few videos left, if anybody wants the video from last year. They're back there at the Foff tent. All right, we're going to do one now. Prison song, we call it Rayford. Last thing I remember knowing was the lonesome cattle lowing. I can hear them on the back roads of my mind. A movie showing, what time will we be going? Won't you wait for me, darling? I've got to wipe my tears away. Prison bars set me free. Let me cheat eternity. I want to see the Blue Ridge Mountains, feel the Georgia clay.
make love to my darling before I put away.
All right, Eli.
Down at Crystal River rowing is my mama home and sewing. My dreams, they are stuck yesterday. There's a brand new movie showing. What time will we go? Won't you wait for me, darling? I gotta wipe my. Prison bars set me free. Let me cheat eternity. I want to see the Blue Ridge Mountains, feel the Georgia clay, make love to my darling for I'm put away.
Piccolo there.
Well, I have no fear as I sit here, though death is close at hand, and with bitter gall my thoughts recall how I became this man. And though I stand before the chamber door, it seems I can hear the roll of the drums of death. I feel its breath reach out and touch my soul. Prison bars set me free. Let me cheat eternity. I want to see the Blue Ridge Mountains, feel the Georgia clay, make love to my darling before I'm put away. Make love to my darling before I'm put away.
Going to end up with the greatest Florida song of them all. I'd like to feature my good friend on the end there, Mr. Elan Chalford. It's going on 2 decades he's been playing with us up here. We dedicate this to Chubby Wise. Let's hear it for Chubby Wise. I hope we do him honor tonight. Thank you. very much, Greengrass Revival. We hope to see you next year, all of us. Thank you.
Greengrass Revival, one of the great Florida songs of all times. Florida Night at the Florida Folk Festival. Our next performer has moved to Florida. He used to come to Florida to perform, and now he has made Florida his home. He works in that great straight-ahead folk music tradition. He is what you call a real hardcore folk singer. Sang in Greenwich Village, where all the folk singers have to sing. And he traveled a good deal, and now, as I say, he's settled down in Florida, but he's been doing a little bit of traveling lately. He has been in Europe. He'll be going to Europe. He'll be going up north next week and then going back to Europe this summer. He makes Delray Beach his home now. He's just had one of his songs. He has sung one of his songs on a new album, which is a tribute to Phil Oakes. You can't get more of a folk singer credential than that. And it shouldn't take him too long to be ready. I think, have you been here before, Rod? Is this your first time at the, I think, oh, he's got his third time at the Florida Folk Festival. Anything else I need to tell him? You can tell him more about the CD, the Phil Oakes CD. I wanted to. Yeah, we're buddies. We're old buddies. He used to be on the radio with me in Jacksonville, and we haven't seen him in a long time. It's nice to have a chance to introduce him once again to an audience that I know is going to enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, Rod McDonald.
Thank you. So, Ken said to me that I should talk about Florida to you. Well, that's nice and big. Could I get a little more of the vocal in the monitor, if you wouldn't mind, just to hear? So, each year I like to try to write a song to come to the festival with here, and, well, this year's, I don't know, I think it's about Florida. Sort of about life in Florida. Maybe it's a matter of attitude, I'm not sure, but something like that. Uh-oh. Maybe roll just a little bit of the low end off the guitar pickup. Yeah. Remember when life meant you were living in a little apartment on a city street, with a chicken factory across the alley? You open the windows up to the summer heat. Now you go out shopping, you put on a sweater to go to the mall in 100-degree weather. Then you come home to the townhouse with a pool, lie around in the sun looking cool. I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this at all. Kind of lost the vocal in the monitor up here. If you could get that back up a little bit. Remember when life meant hanging out in the street all night, listen to that city beat, sitting on a park bench strumming all night, waiting for the skyscrapers to fade into the light. Now you drive the beach road for the moonlight ride, with a jasmine surf blowing in on the tide. And you get home to the parking space with the radio on, sit out in the courtyard till the stars are gone. I have no problem with this. Have no problem with this at all. I was talking to my wife the other day. Wait a minute, when did I get a wife? She said, you know, we don't change so much, we just put on different clothing. Then I looked around the house. Wait a minute, when did we get a house? She said, it's gonna need a lot of work if it's gonna be worth owning. Yeah. Remember when life was just something you read, something you watched about on television? You neglected your body and fed your head, trying to figure out what it was that was missing. Now you don't believe there could be anything too drastic that you can't fix with just a little piece of plastic. And you're gonna figure out the answer, you know you will. But first you gotta go out on that patio and fire up the grill. I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this at all. Well, you must be just where you belong, or you ain't gonna be there very long. I have no problem with this. I have no problem with this at all. Thank you. Well, that's a brand new song. I'm a little nervous. See if I could remember it. So it's got to get better from there, right? Let's see. I want to sing this song for you because even though I did it this afternoon at the River Gazebo stage, which was just wonderful time to be down there, I want to sing it again because this is a song that was very much inspired by this festival. Came here 2 years ago, and last year when I was coming back, I really wanted to learn something more about Florida than just the superficial stuff I'd seen since moving to Delray Beach. So this is kind of a historical song. It's about a river that has been flowing underground since back when this was just a desert around here. It's called the Osceola River. In the long history of Florida, let's go back 12,000 years, when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths, and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower than the coast, 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glitter dance and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. Cause the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines way down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears were always hanging around. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers flowed over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. A river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests a river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Arcilla River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. You could almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. Thank you. You know, I'd like to ask our sign person here what the sign is for Glyptodont. What does it mean? It's a prehistoric beast. Okay, sorry, just curious. All right. Well, one of the things that we've had a lot down in the south part of the state this winter was rain. Tons of it. And one of these harmonicas got to be the right one. There it is. Wait a minute. Oh, maybe we'll do without it. Days of rain, when will it ever end? She stares out the window at the blackened sky. We watch the news of the passing hurricane, radar pictures of some giant eye. And the world looks very dark today, she says. Might as well go back to bed again. Make some coffee, read the papers, watch the news on TV. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. Millionaires in Congress passed another law. Tax breaks for all the millionaires and their sons. The party with the money launched an investigation into where the other party gets its money from. And the world looks very dark today, she says. Might as well go back to bed again. Make some coffee, read the papers, shut the TV off. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. The weatherman says it will pass us by this time. The big storm's gonna miss us, we'll survive. Someone else on up the coast will have to dig out from the damage. Someone else will be on TV saying, thank God we're alive. Days of rain, when will it ever end? Electricity's in very short supply. lightless traffic signal swinging in the wind. No one driving, the water's still too high. And the world looks very dark today, she says. Might as well go back to bed again. Light some candles, play some music, nothing much to do. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. Make love to the rhythm of the rain. Well, Landon mentioned to you that I recorded a song for a Phil Oakes tribute CD this year. He said I wrote it. I didn't. It's a song written by Phil Oakes, actually. In fact, the CD is called What's That I Hear? It's 28 songs, I think it is, recorded by lots of very fine people. Dave Van Runk, The Roaches, Peter Yarrow, Billy Bragg, yada, yada, on and on. And it was my good fortune to be asked to sing this song on the CD, which I'm going to put the words down here on the ground, but I hope I remember them. And this song has a chorus I'd like to ask you to join me. Could I get just a little bit more vocal monitor up here? I brought some of the Phil Oakes CDs with me. They're up at the CD tent. I don't know if they're available in stores, but it's a great collection of songs by one of the great writers of our lifetime, I think. And I especially like this tune. And the ship sets the sail. They've lived the tales to carry to the shore, straining at the oar or staring from the rails. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and taste the pleasures of the harbor. That's the chorus. You can sing that with me. Let's try it one time. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and taste the pleasures of the harbor. And the anchor hits the sand. The hungry hands have tied them to the port. The hour will be short for leisure on the land. And the girls scent the air. They seem so fair with paint upon their face. Soft is their embrace to lead them up the stairs. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and taste the pleasures of the harbor. In the room, dark and dim, a touch of skin, he asks her of her name. She answers with no shame and not a sense of sin. Then the fingers draw the blinds, a sip of wine, a cigarette of doubt. The candle is blown out, the darkness is so kind. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. in the room. Hold on a second here. In the room, there's a light, the same old sight, the thrill has flown away. All alone they lay, two strangers in the night. Then his heart skips a beat, he's on his feet, to shipmates he must join. She's counting up the coins, he's swallowed by the street. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the bar hangs a cloud. The whiskey's loud. He's trembling for the taste of passions gone to waste in memories of the past. And the bottle fills the glass. The haze is fast. He's trembling for the taste of passions gone to waste in memories of the past. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the alley, wet with rain, a cry of pain, for love was but a smile, teasing all the while, now dancing down the drain. Then the boys reach the dock, they gently mock and lift him on their backs, to lay him on his rack, to sleep beneath the clock. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the ship sets the sail. They lift the tail to carry to the shore, straining at the oars or staring from the rail. And the sea bids farewell, she waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor.
Thank you. My apologies to Phil there for the lyrics. Well, I tell you, I got a song. You folks didn't do very well singing on that one, I have to tell you. But just for that, I'm not going to quit trying on you. This is a song from my own new CD here. I just went on tour to Europe last month, and we did about 18 concerts in various cities in Germany, Austria, Italy, Switzerland, and we ended up in Zagreb, Croatia, where almost everybody seems to speak English. And everywhere I went, I asked them to sing on this song, and they all did. I heard some amazing versions of the lyrics to this song, actually. And so I figure if they can sing it in Zagreb, Croatia, I'll be able at least to get a couple of you folks down front to sing it with me a bit. It goes like this. Sitting and watching that evening sun go down, sitting and watching that evening sun go down.
sitting and watching that evening sun go down. I can almost hear you. Sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Oh, that's better. Black-haired man leaning on a fence. Local people say it don't make no sense. Sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Sitting and munching on a piece of grass, watching them local folks walking past. Sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Now the local fella says I should have known we got a black-haired man leaning by the road, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Hey, black-haired man, by who's okay? Are you just sitting there munching that hay, sitting and watching that evening sun go down? And the black-haired man says, you talking to me? I work for the Department of Scenery, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. That's it. And every day when that sky gets clear, I get $25 for sitting right here, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Now the local fella says, I do declare, we got a smart one sitting right over there, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. You know, smart ones have been known to disappear. You don't see them leave, but they ain't around here, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. And the black-haired man says, as for me, I go where I like, I do as I please, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. And mister, I got me a job to do. If you don't mind, I'd like to get back to sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Now the local fella says, well, is that so? I guess we're just gonna have to let you go, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. But I know that if I was you, I wouldn't be there when that sun sets through, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. And the black-haired man, he whispers low, forgive those ones who just don't know, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. That sun is big and red and it's gone. I believe it's time I'm moving on, sitting and watching that evening sun go down. Well, they told me that the CD tent up there is going to be open until about 10 o'clock, so I'm going to take a walk up there in a couple minutes. Come on over, say hi if you'd like to. Let's sing this one more time. Sitting and watching that evening sun go down.
That's it.
Sitting and watching that evening sun go down.
Thank Thanks, you very Rod. Much.
What a great bunch. Thank you.
Rod McDonald. Good job. Thank you. I have an announcement. Would Arthur Errig make your way to the back porch, which is up behind the auditorium? On this end of the auditorium, there's a message there for you. Arthur Errig, someone is trying to get hold of you. Well, we're setting the stage for our next ensemble, for our next group, and I have been given a script to read by their leader, whose name is Boomslang. Boomslang is an environmental... What's the sign for Boomslang, Diane? I often wonder about that when these songs are just ripping past. What in the world does a signer do? What do you do? You just kind of look pretty. Yeah. This is the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. Those of us who live in Florida know that there is a Florida that's hidden from the view of most other people in the country. Everyone thinks it's Disney World and I-95 and Miami and all the fabulous tourist sites. But we all know there's another hidden, deeper kind of Florida, and that's the Florida that we're mostly celebrating tonight, and this group is definitely in that mode. The Peters Road Swamp Blues Band has been at the festival for, I think, 7 or 8 years now, and I better just read this so I don't get in trouble with any of the legal eagles that are in the band. This says, Swamper music is a delicious and incredibly thirsty crossover between roadhouse blues and environmental country music. It celebrates the lives, loves, and lifestyles of swampers living and working in and near the wetlands and sloughs of our South Florida Everglades. The members of the band are Bobcat on lead guitar, Boom Slang on harp, Dusty Rhodes on electric bass, Mark on drums, and War Dog on acoustic guitar. They look more ready than not. They seem poised. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
We're the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band, and we're from westernmost Broward County.
And we've come here to play some swamp music for you.
That's right, swamp music.
Thanks for having us down here to play our own particular band.
Got my reservation in your car, right between Peggy Johnson and Stan. Free beer at the Gator Hook Bar, but three bucks deposit for each game. Grab your fiddle and a little guitar, stick them in the trunk of your car, heading out of town for Redneck Open House. Don't forget your song. Songwriter's country way, Redneck Open House. Grab a 12-pack and a 12-string too. They're the tools you need to be a star, 'cause we're gonna make an adult out of you. Playing all night at an Everglades bar. Grab your fiddle, mandolin, guitar, stick them in the trunk of your car, heading out of town for Redneck Open House. Bobcat. Hey, Redneck Open Sing along and play some of your own. Hey, bring here
Indeed, we are the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band from Western Broward County. My name is Boomslang. This is Bobcat. That's War Dog. That's Mark. And back there is Dusty. And in the tradition of Everglades Roadhouse music, we are all swampers in a roadhouse band.
I wanna be a swamper in a roadhouse band, playing Everglades City on a one-night stand. Do the motel circuit, Orlando to Japan. I wanna be a swamper in a roadhouse band. And I wanna be a swamper with a roadhouse gal in a roadhouse skirt like her sister Al. Go killing fish along the lobster now. I wanna be a swamper with a roadhouse gal. And when the dark gets dark and the moon gets wide, gators bark, swamp angels fight. Let that sweet swamp music seduce your ear. Tell the waitress, bring me seven wine and beers. I wanna be a swamper with some roadhouse songs. Sing a set for some dangerous roadhouse frogs. 10 drunks at the bar, all sing along. I wanna be a swamper with a roadhouse song, Bobcat. Swamper at an Everglades bar with a sandwich menu of gator and gar and a dining rating of at least one star. I wanna be a swamper at a roadhouse bar. When the dark gets dark and the moon gets wide, gators bark, swamp angels bite. Let that sweet swamp music seduce your ears. Tell the waitress, bring me seven wine and beers. Wanna be a swamper in a roadhouse band, playing Everglades City on a one-night stand. Do the motel circuit, Orlando to the land. I wanna be a swamper in a roadhouse band. Wanna be a swamper with a roadhouse band.
Deep in the swamp, many Everglades musicians still believe in the existence of the gig god. The god of gigs, who distributes music engagements to worthy musicians just when they need them the most. So in order to appease the gig god, many swamper musicians make a sacrifice of their day job in order to propitiate the gig god into giving them even more gigs. When this doesn't work and they're starving for money, they frequently end up living at Martha Hoople's boarding house in southernmost Collier County on Old State Road 892 in the village of Goodland. Martha Hoople does take in musicians, but due to their frisky nature, she sees to it that there are almost a half a dozen rules posted on the walls of common areas.
Swamp at Martha Hoople boarding house, there are five rules posted on the wall. Cause she takes in musicians, you know how to get gathered round a TV in the hall. So, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You be asked to leave it dirty, books are being read, and the booze in the room, we all know is and no guitars at midnight. Though we all quit our day job, we don't get many gigs, cause our music's much too intellectual. But if we hit rock, since we don't take requests, the audience will never, never know. And so, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all know it isn't right. And no guitars at midnight. Baba! So we often sound off key, since we only put five strings in our guitar. But fans love us as we are. They always throw us beer whenever we play the Oyster Bar. And so, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all know it isn't right. And no guitars at midnight. If we bring your mom some gin, can we play the mandolin? Yes, 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 yes. Can we play the Haitian drums if we play them with our thumbs? Yes, 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 yes. Can we play electric bass if we keep it in its case? Yes, 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 yes. But no, 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 guitars after midnight.
CSO, Citizen Support Organization, the fine group here that financed the repair of the Carillon during the past year, asked me how you can get involved. Amanda Bullard, the excellent Carillon player here at the park, who is now up in the tower at the Carillon. Please be so kind as to join us as Amanda plays the introduction to and the band sings the song, our final number, Back to the Tower.
We'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again. Come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again. The blush of May marshals a folk music army, strumming the warm nights away.
Help us now.
And we'll come back to the tower. To the tower where a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again.
Brigadoon. Reassemble once each century, while the White Springs Nation gathers annually,
and we'll come back to the tower, back to the tower, when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again, and we'll come back to the tower, back to the tower, when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again.
The Peters Road 7 Swamp Blues Band. I think we have a new anthem. Wow. The White Springs Nation. I guess that's us. Gathering annually. That's